In Raytown, Missouri, an elderly man went out for a morning jog and was shot in a random act of violence. I'm Darian, and I'll have all the shocking details on Real Crime Cases.
In these hard economic times, you've got to do whatever you can to save money. One of our biggest expenses can be our cars, especially when unexpected repair bills hit. Not anymore. Repairs for your engine, transmission, and much more can become a thing of the past if your vehicle has less than 130,000 miles. Get your car protected, saving you hundreds, even thousands of dollars. See if your vehicle qualifies. Just call 1-800-824-9741. Again, 800-824-9741. That's 1-800-824-9741.
Is your computer getting slower? Can't get your smartphone to work with your PC? Or is the internet taking so long to load that it seems like the worldwide wait? I'm Luke Ford, CEO of My Computer Works. Every day, we help people just like you fix their computer problems. We offer an affordable way to help you with your computer. It's fast, safe, and reliable. It's My Computer Works.
Technology keeps advancing, and it's very hard to keep up. So My Computer Works is definitely a service that I can't do without.
Just call 1-800-616-8010. That's 1-800-616-8010.
Harry Stone went for his normal morning jog before Sunday morning church services. Except on Mother's Day 2012, he never made it to the service at St. Luke's United Methodist Church. Harry was jogging at 7 a.m. when he was shot to death in an apparent unprovoked and random act of violence. Detectives say a dark-colored four-door sedan pulled by, slowed down, and fired several shots at Stone, then pulled off without ever stopping. Since then, the community has rallied around his family's goals to raise money to help in the investigation. This week, police announced the reward for information leading to an arrest in this case has gone up from $10,000 to $20,000. Harry Stone's widow, Bobby Stone, says she wants her husband's killers caught because the senselessness of the crime makes her grief even worse. To see a photo of the victim or to leave a tip, please visit my website, realcrimecases.com.